So this is Tom Lusher with the Downtown Woe blog, and I just happened to be outside looking and taking a photo of the new St. Clair College Mediaplex because I'm going to be doing a post. This is where you'll be listening to it. And a young individual, gentleman, walks across the street, stops, and asks me what I think of the space because I'm taking a photo, and I gave my honest opinion, and that person was the gentleman sitting with me right now. He says, I kind of designed that. And I'm like, what are you kidding? So tell me who you work for, who you are.
Sure. My name is Blake Chamberlain. I work for Architecture Architects on Olette Avenue, located in the coffee office. Mm-hmm. And, I've had a major role in designing the Mediaplex, the School of Journalism.
You came down here today to kind of check out how your something you've helped design and helped envision, how it's actually coming along.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal. You know, I've been with the firm for 3 years, and seeing something actually in built form that you've had 100% contribution to is pretty surreal. So I do come here every lunch hour to check out the building and see how it's progressing, and I just wanted some honest opinions, so I went about it in a discreet method.
Have you been doing this to anyone else? Did you ask anybody else what they thought of the space?
Oh, yeah, you know, and there's mixed reviews. You know, there's people that feel that journalism's a dead program, and it's not adding a revitalized aspect of downtown core, but to each their own. It's a very subjective perception for everybody. So, but the majority of people so far have seemed to be rather excited by it. You know, they see it as a good thing.
Now, you, in terms of the design, there's a lot of glass work on the outside, different colors. It's something that I think if I had to design something at all, it's always tough when you are working with something, I think, that's pre-existing. You didn't have something bulldozed and going from the ground up. It was, here's the space, we want to make it look, you know, modern or contemporary and make the space look good. How the heck do you even start thinking about what to do to the outside of a building that isn't necessarily yours yet and it's already there? Like, that would be, I think, very difficult, especially considering you've got a nice old building across the street, which will be the former TD Bank when that opens up. Like, what did you take into account when you were doing that?
As with any retrofit project, it is more of a task and more challenging because you are dealing with pre-existing conditions. And, of course, it would be easier to just bulldoze it and start from brand new, but therein lies no challenge. So with it being a Mediaplex and regards to media, my boss and I came up with this idea of news always being in flux and in constant motion and never being permanent. So you can see the striations and the strata of the glasswork kind of relaying to that and pertaining to the media and how it's always changing.
I like that.
And, that's pretty much what our direction was, our main concept. We wanted a lot of vision glass so you could see what's happening within the interior of it. We didn't want it to be just a facade for visual appeal, but also to like I said, pertain back to the news.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen anything like this, especially anywhere in the city. So where the heck did you even come up with that? Like, you just thought, like, vision glass, it just seems so out of left field, but I think it's so perfect for the space. It's just, is there anything like it in the city that was an example that anyone else can compare it to?
An architectural example, I would say our coffee office is a prime example of it. We do have a frosted skin glazing outside of our office that acts as a screening, and people seem to rather enjoy that building, and that's also a pre-existing building with a similar condition, so it was kind of a play off that as well.
So I would like to point out again, Architectura, so architecture with an A at the end, yes, and you're located downtown.
Yes, right on Olette Avenue, just after Shepherd.
You know the address?
Yep, 1361 Olette.
1361 Olette. So the next time you're driving around or up Olette Avenue, you take a look over there. What I think is something we can be very proud of, the fact that we have a Blake in the city. Are you from Windsor or no?
Yes, born and raised.
So you've got this born and raised talent who is now working in the downtown core, who is building the future and something that is hopefully going to keep some creative capital in the downtown. I appreciate you asking me that and taking the time to talk to me, and get over here and look at the space just like he is doing every lunch hour. It's an exciting process.